As the narrator of the Family Affair series, this four-book series is in story and character form. I plan to share my own life lessons, information that I gathered from my social work practice, counseling sessions with clients, spiritual wisdom, and my understanding of human behavior framed within the toxic pathologies of families. Toxic families remain aloof to cause and effect at its basic level, which can thwart the self-evolution of future generations. Not inherently or utterly bad, the ego is about self-preservation at all costs, and to do this, it will sometimes manipulate and even present a fraud to get what it wants. Nevertheless, it seems that any time that the personhood, soul, spirit, body of an individual is not honored with respect to being worthy of love, respect, and affirmed as a person of value, the will of that person, if it is not resilient, will look for an alternative self in acquiring a seemingly more liberating self-esteem. As this happens sometimes, our down-sittings create voids that will or can be filled with negative nuances of the me that we believe ourselves to be. Many times, these nuances will include fear, anxiety, depression, anger, bitterness, and even maliciousness. As a mixture of psychology with some dark shadows, you will see something unhealthy about the relationships in the stories to come. Gleaning for yourself that something is aloof as each chapter defines its contents at the beginning, which is sometimes of a dark and sinister nature. As a work of fiction, these are cautionary tales of the sort. They include life lessons synonymous with morals of the story that are formatted short stories and prose. In this first book, I will begin with the ending in mind. This may ruin it for some readers, but may bring an epiphany for others. This work is meant to be captivating and inspiring so that it challenges what you believe about purposeful living. The chapters will help build curiosity and forethought. Ah, the duty of forethought and curiosity, both of which we must exhibit in order to be our best in life.